Well, how many years did it take you to be able to say that as fluently as you did? And number two, originally when these issues were formulated, it was lesbian and gays, and then it moved to include bi and trans. Can you talk about that transformation to reach out to a larger community and what's that about? Actually, people on the right, I think, perhaps fear that, well, if we give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And so if we give them lesbian and gays, they'll include bi and trans. I think there is a fear that more and more actions are going to become permissible and that that might threaten moral structures.
Well, personally, I think from the time I was in grade school, I questioned my gender. Gender identity was always an issue for me. And the older I got, the more I realized that I was much more comfortable with girls and then women, and I was much more sexually attracted to women. So for me, sexuality and gender identity don't always go hand in hand. So if I say lesbian and gay, I'm referring to women who are sexually attracted to women and men who are sexually attracted to men who want that kind of long-term relationship. When I say bisexual, I think we all understand that someone who is comfortable and attracted to both sexes when it comes to having relationships. Transgender is probably the scariest part of those letters. I think they are the most misunderstood and the most feared group of people. And partly I think that's because we're uncomfortable if we don't know who we're talking to. There have been times when people have felt betrayed because they assumed they were talking to a woman, and it turned out that they were talking to someone who used to be a man, and they felt betrayed. They felt they had been tricked. That's a very concrete way of looking at what it's like to transition from male identity to female identity or vice versa. But there are other ways that we make assumptions about people and then realize that we're wrong. And it's always very disturbing if we've made the wrong assumption.